So I figured if we're going to talk to a lawyer, we might as well talk to the lawyer. And we're joined on the program by Mark Raimondo, who is the Ms. Malou's attorney. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, Scott. How you making out?
I just thought I'd go straight to the Mark thing because the whole last name thing doesn't really work for me.
Problem.
A lot of people, I'm one of them, when you read the, when you just get into the subtext of these stories, when all your brain has to latch onto is a woman stabbed a little six-week-old baby, your brain almost automatically says, you know, death penalty, life without parole and all that. But
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is that nobody likes to really think about it, is that's not the way this system works. How did this lady end up getting probation and 9 months in jail?
You know, Scott, it was a tremendous amount of work for my law office. We put everything together. I mean, we had way too many facts to go into detail here, but we had a young girl with no prior criminal record who was put into an incredibly difficult situation through family members, and with a lot of extenuating circumstances. You know, the main thing also was that the little baby, you know, while initially looked like it was going to be a horrible situation, you know, had what amounted to just some minor cuts. He received a couple stitches. Baby's in perfect condition, was expected to have a full and no problems, no long-term damage whatsoever. And then you add the fact on that, you know, Ms. Malou was crying out for help to her family members that were ignored. She was made fun of, and she just had what I classified as a catastrophic mental collapse. We had some excellent doctors, some local doctors on the case, as well as some California nationally recognized postpartum experts. Everybody was attesting to her amenability to treatment, her gentle general nature, and she had a very good prognosis from everybody that we had her look at. So,
How much of a factor did the drug addiction part play in this from the previous pregnancy? In that was that something that was a factor on this one, or did she kind of cleaned herself up from that?
Yeah, she was clean and sober for quite a while. You know, I think a lot of times people look at the drug addiction as the final result. But what happened is she had all this tremendous depression and all of these horrible situations going on in her life without anybody, nowhere to go for help, and they turned to the quick fix of the methamphetamines as the temporary solution. I mean, methamphetamine does make you feel better. It does give you energy if you're down and out and you're really depressed. I mean, they used to, you know, if you look at synthetic medications, a lot of those medications treat the same symptoms and treat the brain the same way methamphetamine does. And it does work at times. So quite a lot of mentally ill people that turn to self-medicate to these type of narcotics. The problem is when you add the combination of the bad factors of methamphetamine with the precondition, you know, sometimes you get this type of result. And, you know, really, she has a tremendous prison sentence over her head. She's got a thousand hoops to jump through from here until she eventually gets off probation. And so everyone thought it'd be in the best interest of everyone. You know, she's been punished now for 9 months in jail. She's not in the general population. She's in a cell by herself, day after day, hour after hour. You know, how much more can you punish the poor girl? I believe the judge, after looking at everything, he made a very fair ruling and in some ways a very courageous ruling. But no one's letting her out of jail tomorrow. She's going to have to do a lot of – she's going to be in a lockdown facility for a number of months, a rehabilitation center, drug-tested parenting classes. And everyone's going to keep a good eye on her now from here, including myself from here on in.
Okay, because, Judge Bremer's not really known as a, soft-on-crime kind of a guy. He must have –
not at all.
Yeah, there must have been some pretty compelling evidence to think – I mean, are you a believer or maybe the judge is just that in the moment, just completely loss of reason? Because the thing that I just cannot – I can see stabbing another human being. I've thought about that lots of times.
Sure, Scott.
But I cannot conceive of harming an infant. My brain will not go there. Was that a part of the judge's decision that to get that far out, one would assume that she had completely lost control of her faculties for that moment?
Absolutely. I think that was a huge factor, and it was attested to by, like I said, a local doctor, a very well-respected psychologist. It's actually the go-to guy for the district attorneys. We went to him first and had a very good report, and then we went a little bit more specific on postpartum to the woman, Dr. Barnes, who runs the postpartum center in Los Angeles. And everybody attested to this was just a catastrophic mental collapse. The brain just absolutely melted down, and the results are what they are. But even what happened here, like I said, the baby was right away they determined it wasn't life-threatening, and within a few days released from the hospital and without any long-term damage or injuries. And if it's going to live a happy and full life. And
yeah, thank God for that.
Even in foster care with a family member with their older daughter now for about 5 months, and all reports are everything is fine. I think that was another huge factor, you know, the fact that the baby was not injured that badly, you know, given the potential.
Yeah, I just, that part of it, though, I could never, I had two little babies at one point. I couldn't even give them a shot. I cannot imagine even getting near them with a knife, letting alone sticking them with it. But that's the part that I think, that, I mean, because what was the DA looking, they were looking for 12 years out of this? Was that the maximum?
Yeah, they were looking for 12 years, you know, initially. I think once they got the probation report that only recommended, you know, a low-term prison sentence, and then we were requesting one step below that to probation. I think they started to see it in a more, I don't know what the word is, but maybe a mitigated light. You know, and the thing about postpartum depression, I mean, you know, my wife's pregnant now. Every woman in America is screened for this disorder. It's such a serious thing that no matter where you have a baby, North Dakota, Miami, you are screened for postpartum depression because it has such devastating consequences. And it's a disorder that's recognized worldwide. You can, in Cuba, in Venezuela, in Colombia, this is a disorder that's recognized and treated. If a woman actually kills her baby in the first year of its life in countries like Norway and Sweden and Denmark, you know, it's presumed it's some type of postpartum disorder, and they're presumptively given treatment over incarceration.
Wow.
So it's a situation that isn't talked about very often, and I think it was clearly established here. You know, you had a woman that, you got to remember, everybody in her family is also a victim. Everybody's a grandmother, a son, a nephew, an aunt to this little baby. And they were 100% uniformly on her side, begging the court letter after letter what a good girl Miss Malo is, and how she would, you know, this is completely out of her character.
Now,
we had
she...
neighbors and school teachers and people that have known her entire life. So all those factors taken together, I mean, could they have gotten 4 or 5 years of prison out of her, a pound of salt? Sure, but where would we all be in 5 years from now? You know, would she be any better? Would society be any better? You know, we think it's better to fix the problem, address the problem. Keeping this long, now it's 8 years, over her head is 8 years. Should she so much as breathe the wrong way, there is nothing in between. The judge will automatically give her that 8 years in state prison.
Yeah, that's the part I wanted to, is what comes next. We're talking to Mark Raimondo. He's Ms. Malu's attorney. And first of all, I absolutely understand that that's your job, and that that's what you get paid to do. Because you
I'm a private attorney, and, you know, I don't take every case. I take the cases I feel I can make a difference and have a, you know, I'm not an ambulance chaser, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but it's still a defense attorney. Let's face it; there's no fat paycheck in that. That's not like it's not like an ambulance chaser where you're going to get your 50% of the cut. I mean, you were just looking out for this lady's, I don't know, future prospects, I guess. But what happens now? She is going to be on probation. She gets the baby back.
You know, the baby back is a whole different issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be. He has a going through the family law courts. There's a number of conditions. You know, I'm not even sure if they're seeking permanent withdrawal of her parental rights or, you know, that's still kind of up in the air. All Ms. Naylor can do is right now is focus on herself. She's going to attend a long-term treatment facility. She's going to be highly monitored by both probation and the courts for a long, long time. We're all going to keep an eye on her, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed as the days turn into weeks. And, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, slightly optimistic that she may have some type of reunification, but that's a discussion for another
day. Yeah, because I don't. Right, this is not the time to do that. But what is it going to take? You said if she runs afoul of her probation, she's automatically going to get this 8-year federal sentence slapped on her.
Well, you know, it would be a state prison. But go ahead.
Oh, state prison. Does that mean miss a drug test, fail a drug test, jaywalking?
Anything.
What's it going to take for her to trigger
anything.
That mechanism?
You know, when you're on probation, there's things you must do. For example, you know, reporting every month, staying out of trouble. And then there's things, you know, you have to not do, like getting in any more trouble or have to, and, you know, all the conditions of probation, both pro and con, she has to do every single one of them perfectly. One dirty test, one missed appointment, you know, failing, getting arrested for anything else, obviously, like anybody else on probation. She's going to have to be perfect. 99%, my lecture to her is if you do 99%, you're going to fail. It's got to be 100%.
Right. Well, Mark, I appreciate your coming on the program. Like I said, I know people get all really excited and really animated about this stuff. And when you get all worked up, it's hard to really think these things through. And like I said, I know there's a lot goes on in courtrooms and they got to figure all this stuff out. And let's just hope for the best for the young lady and for the baby especially. And I don't know. It's probably not a good time to be mad about it, because you're right. If they would have given her the 12 years, would that – there's still going to be people saying she should have gotten life or, you know, nobody's ever going to be happy with a verdict. And this might sound like a slap on the wrist, but it sounds like this lady's got a very serious amount of stuff she's going to have to do. So
thanks, Scott, for being open-minded. And hopefully in a couple of years we'll be coming on your show with a success story. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, I hope so too. Well, we got the number, so hopefully we'll be in touch, Mark. And good luck with tell the little woman good luck with her. Wait, is this your first baby you got on the way?
Oh yeah, a couple more months to go. It's going to be great.
Oh, dude, are you ever in for a roller coaster? You want to talk about some hormones? Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. That last couple of months are doozies. Yeah, there's nothing good to come out. There's no deal where you can just parentheses, here's what's going to happen next, and people are going to, oh, well, that's okay, because it's not. It involved the grievous injury of a tiny little infant. It's unthinkable. But you know what? Mr. Raimondo's, he makes a good point that if she would have gotten the 5 years or the 12 years, who would be better off? Would it make you less likely to do something that insane? Because people, we just want our pound of flesh, and maybe we're getting it. I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get back from the break. It's Kern Radio's News Talk 1180.